This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I would predict optimistically that you will spend most of the next hour with me and Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health as we go through a number of stories of items, studies, that sort of thing, news and views from other doctors, things that are pertinent to your health and well-being. Dr. Ken is one of the country's foremost cardiologists, has a clinic in Mondura, Florida. Lake Cardiology is there. He's ready, willing, and able, and I mean able is really underscored there. One of the most intelligent minds, good person, likes to work with patients, spends days and nights with them. So if you want to change your life and you're concerned or maybe have some problems with the function of your heart, cardiovascular system, circulatory system, he's the man for me, and he could be for you as well, by the way. You can call his office, schedule an appointment. I was going to say anytime. He won't see you at 2 in the morning, but, and probably nobody in the office will see you at 2. He'll answer the phone at 2 in the morning. But call and engage his staff in the vagaries of yes or no to come down and see him. 352-735-1400 is the number at Lake Cardiology. I say that right up front as you become impressed with his knowledge. 352-735-1400. You may think this is a good idea. All right, so we got a lot of stuff floating around on e-cigarettes here this week. People dying, people in comas, youngsters being warned. Parents are on the lookout. So one wonders. I can't begin to imagine how anybody thinks this is an intelligent. We got that many dumb people? I guess we do, because there are lots and lots and lots of people. The government's probably going to ban these things sooner or later. Matter of fact, I think you've got a story of the administration looking at doing that right now, right?
Well, let me give you the news, then I'll give you my own opinion. And the news is that the Trump administration, a couple days ago, said it will impose a ban, Doug, against non-tobacco-flavored e-cigarette products in the wake of several deaths in the United States. Doctors have linked to vaping. The Health and Human Services Department, they plan to eliminate unauthorized flavored e-cigarette products from the market. These e-cigarettes, they were originally produced as a bridge to get off of tobacco products. The problem is that the kids are using them to go the other way as a bridge to get onto bad things. And if you're using e-cigarettes for anything but a bridge, a temporary bridge to get off of tobacco products, you're not using them for your health.
Who was the first person who said it's healthier to smoke an e-cigarette? I'd like to see that person. I'd like to know. I'd like to hear what that person, male or female, has to say now about that, wouldn't you?
The unintended consequences are very unfortunate.
Right. Okay, up next here in our overview of the medical news from the journals around our country and around the globe is a focus on vitamin E. Let's talk about what vitamin E. I think vitamin E is not one of those household like vitamin C. I guess that's probably the best known one, but then there are others that we take, vitamin B for the brain, but vitamin E and vitamin K. A lot of people don't know much about them, right?
The reason why I wanted to talk about vitamin E this week is because it's part of this vaping story. Oh. And it may be the reason why there's all this vaping lung disease. Illicit THC vape cartridges being cut with a thickening agent, Doug, may be the cause of this severe lung condition that's been linked to vaping. It's vitamin E oil, not the supplement people take or the wheat germ that you get, the natural vitamin E that's very healthy. But vitamin E oil or tocopherol acid acetate is one of the compounds that's been potentially linked to, you ready for this, 6 deaths and the hospitalization of some 450 people in 33 states who use some type of e-cigarette. So this is really a big problem, and maybe this is the culprit of it all, and hopefully we'll be able to eliminate this and move on.
Yep. Well, let's hope that. The more we talk about it, Ken, the more impact it will have. That is, the knowledge, the information has an impact, because that really is the
strength. Just watch what your kids are doing. And
know what your kids. It's your job. You're the parent, so you're supposed to know what your child is doing.
And they're all interested in the environment, what they're putting into themselves. And this is just not in any way helping the environment. It's not in any way doing anything good for their health.
Nope. Nothing. All right, let's take apart this story, this information about social media. And this is from the same school. The kids that are vaping do so for a reason that seems to be a part of their contemporary lifestyle. And social media, even though we are all faced with it, it seems to take hold the younger you are and control more of your time and life, Ken. So what's the result of all of that?
Unfortunately, depression and anxiety does seem to be more common among teens these days. I don't know if we're just aware of it, we're more sensitive to it, we watch for it, but in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the psychiatry edition this week, Doug, we learned that teens who spend more time with social media are more likely to suffer from social withdrawal, anxiety, or depression. So 12 to 15-year-olds who spend more than 6 hours a day on, you know the names, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and other social media, they're nearly 3 times more likely to suffer from anxiety or depression.
More. Listen to that. Give that number again, please.
If they're on these items, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or other social media more than 6 hours a day, they're nearly 3 times more likely to suffer from anxiety or depression. So you got to know what your kids are doing. And, you know, what's wrong with the old-fashioned pick up the phone, call a friend, and actually meet face-to-face? What a concept.
Do you and I sound like a couple of old fogies?
We really do.
It's true. It's true. All right, 14 past the hour. You're listening to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with some advice for those of you who don't take Ken's advice. That is, make sure the 5 things he says that will guarantee you're having a longer, better, healthier life, in that 5 is getting a good night's rest, 7 to 8 hours of sleep. And you can't get that if you're sleeping on a lousy mattress, on a lousy bed, with lousy pillows. You just won't. So why don't you remedy the situation and save some dough at the same time? Listener results are all over MyPillow.com. It's guaranteed to be the most comfortable experience, all of their products. The mattresses, mattress toppers, the pillows, the sheets, the whole deal. The great thing about the pillows and all these other things, with the exception of the mattress, is you can put them in the washing machine, get rid of the bugs, put them in the dryer, and then you can reshape. You can use these pillows as they are intended to be used. Shape them to your neck, to your head as you go to sleep every night. That'll ensure that you will not have a sleepless night. You'll have a great night. And that's why so many people have gone to MyPillow.com. Not to mention the fact that there are big deals now. If you use the code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com, save up to 66% on all kinds of special they have there, from the Platinum Premium My Pillows to the Body Pillows. It is a fabulous way for you, and an inexpensive way for you to get the great night's rest that Ken talks about. So let's get on it. MyPillow.com. Get the features that are a part of getting a great night's sleep, the features of their pillow. It's MyPillow.com. The discount code is DJV. When you go to the tab page for radio specials, DJV is the code at MyPillow.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? fish oil, or krill oil. Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Dr. Ken Kronos here with us on Good Day Health. Next item is, I guess it is, if I'm to read between the lines, reminds me of that song, Short People. Remember that?
I do.
All right. So what do short people have going for them, or not?
Well, this is out of the medical journal Diabetologia just this week, that shorter people, Doug, may be at higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes compared to taller people.
How do we define what is short and what's tall? What's the breaking point?
Well, here's what they learned in this study. For every 4-inch increase in a person's height, there's a 41% reduction in the risk of developing type 2 diabetes for men and a 33% reduced risk for women. So,
and
the taller you are, the less likely you are to get type 2 diabetes. The shorter you are, the more likely. That's the best you can say.
But I want to know what the cutoff is. I want to know, is it 5'10", 5'5", 5 feet? That's what I'm asking.
Well, they didn't look at it that way. They just looked at relative risk.
I know, but they used the term short stature, so they need to define it. Otherwise,
the average person, what's the average male in America? About 5'8"?
5'8", 9'10".
Yeah, so it would be under that. And the average woman, what's the average woman? About
5'4", 5'6".
Yeah, that's where I would put it. So we're talking about below average height, above average height.
Yeah. All right, that seems a little dicey. Although type 2 diabetes now is, you know, it's all about sugar and your sugar quotient. There are a lot of things around, it would seem. I've noticed this more recently.
You're asking why is there this link? Well, people with shorter stature, they tend to have higher levels of fat in their liver. And this may be in part to help explain the increased risk of type 2 diabetes. But also, possibly in childhood, dealing with nutrition in childhood, it may lead to both short stature and an increased risk of type 2 diabetes. So what you eat as a youngster may have a great impact on future height and your risk of getting diabetes.
Yeah. All right. So I guess we get the gist of it. But it's what you eat as well.
And the upshot is that shorter individuals, they should be more closely monitored for diabetes and cardiovascular disease risk factors. So we're talking about people who are under average height.
Okay. Coming up next, what you do, what happens to you, and what doesn't happen to you when you go into the public restroom. That's next here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronos. I'm Doug Steffen.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Doctor, how do you do? Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here at your service, on your side, a public service. So what happens, Ken, when we go into the, we pull up on the highway, we got to go and eliminate what is rattling around in our bodies. A lot of people think when you sit down on a toilet in the public restroom, look out, going to get it. And apparently that may not be the case. What's the story?
I'm not sure
do
what...
Do you love how I dramatize that?
I'm not sure what brought this to your mind this week.
Yeah.
But,
the STD risk that you have if you sit in the toilet in a public restroom? I don't know.
I was hoping to talk not about public grooming, but pubic grooming.
Oh. Well, pubic grooming and public. Maybe the two things go together. I missed an L in there.
Yes.
Or maybe I added an L. For the effect. There's an effect.
Magnify that.
Yeah. Well, right, so anyway,
in the Public Library of Science, PLOS won this week, there's an article about the fact that pubic grooming
manscaping, isn't that what women call it?
Well, it does not raise, this is really women. An article about women, not raising the sexually transmissible disease risk. So women who shave or wax their pubic hair are not more likely to get chlamydia or gonorrhea. So to protect against sexually transmissible diseases, you know, let me tell you the boilerplate from the CDC. They recommend sexually active people to stay in a long-term mutually monogamous relationship with a sexually transmissible disease-free partner and use latex condoms consistently and properly. But the really good news this week is that in the past, there was this concern for women who shave or wax their pubic hair that they were increasing their risk of getting a sexually transmissible disease. But the problem with those older studies that they didn't look at the frequency. And in this study, frequency was controlled. And the fact is, you're not more likely to get anything.
Really? And that surprises anybody? Why?
Well,
the public part of it makes it more interesting.
We can talk about the risk of going into public bathrooms, but in another moment. But there was in the past a concern because of actually some studies that were done. They weren't done well that showed that women were at increased risk, but what they didn't control for was frequency of sexual interaction. So the conclusion from those studies was that people that were grooming were maybe just more active, and that's why they were grooming, or they were grooming because they were more active one way or the other. And so it wasn't the fact that it was the grooming, it was the frequency, it was their greater activity with more partners, and this study controlled for that and realized that it's not the grooming, it's the frequency.
All right. Okay, everybody got that now? No questions?
Am I being too obtuse?
Yeah, a little bit. You are like that because you are modest. You don't like to...
I'll talk... No, the problem in the older studies, they didn't account for frequency of sexual relations, how often you had intercourse. Mm-hmm. And they didn't control for that, and they then just measured the women who had shaved their pubic hair, and the women who shaved their pubic hair had more sexually transmissible disease. And what it was, in fact, was that they were just more sexually active. And in this study, they controlled for a frequency, how often a woman had intercourse.
Right. All right. I'm wondering how Kara's enjoying this conversation.
Well, we're talking pure science. This is in the PLOS-1, the Public Library of Science, 1 medical journal. This week, if you want to go read the original study, it's right there, done at one of our greater universities in the country.
This is the week for remembrance for September 11th. There's a study that I want to talk about regarding firefighters and heart disease as we continue on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 0707. Enjoy.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. I've got great news. Mortgage interest rates have dropped. So if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock that low rate, even before you find the home of your dreams. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump talking to reporters about a host of issues on the White House lawn as he heads to a Republican retreat in Baltimore, saying he's delaying the next round of tariffs on China as a favor to the president there.
We'll be doing the tariffs on October 15th instead of October 5th or 1st. They were going to be set on October 1st. We're moving it to October 15th because they're having their 70th anniversary.
In other news, President Trump says he will make a decision on his next national security advisor by next week. To the Democrats now, the top 10 men and women who want to be president engaged in a third debate in Houston, Texas, sponsored by ABC News and Univision. All 10 on the stage together with four moderators, including David Muir from World News Tonight and George Stephanopoulos, host of This Week, the event at Texas Southern University. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client at Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is the Good Day Health Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. We have some very compelling information in this study that's out this week in, I guess, correlation to our acknowledging what happened on September 11th, 2001, Ken. Firefighters who responded to these attacks appear to face a higher risk of cardiovascular disease. This is info from the Journal of the American Medical Association, finding firefighters who spent any amount of time working in the aftermath around that dust had an elevated risk of developing heart disease. One wonders how many have already expired because the police, fire, all those folks who were there, I think there are numbers somewhere, but all that, there was 1 million tons of dust from the World Trade Center towers. And I guess 1% of that, according to the study, would represent an enormous amount of danger because of those fine particles in the air. And so under the circumstances, it's not a surprise what, 200 of the firefighters have died because of the exposure that they had. What is there? Do you want to give us the sort of, without being too much in the weeds, what is it that these things do to our heart and our circulatory system?
Well, an interesting tidbit is that, in general, firefighters who are very grateful towards, they actually die more commonly from heart disease than they do from fighting fires.
Right.
And it's a stressful job, and certainly stress is an indication and a cause of coronary disease. And fortunately, in the study that you're discussing that was announced this week, fortunately, it's not an epidemic, but there is a modest increase. They describe 5% of the firefighters have been affected by heart disease so far, and more than what they would have expected at this point, but it's an ongoing, definitely the risk is baked in, and we're going to see more and more of it as time goes on, more than what we would even expect from firefighting outside of the 9/11 event. But interestingly, from this study, the firefighters who got there earlier, by noon, have had more heart issues, and the firefighters who spent more time subsequently at the 9/11 site have had more heart disease. But fortunately, it hasn't been an overwhelming epidemic yet, but these people need to be followed. And I think the important thing is that although it is very costly taking care of these folks, they certainly earned it, and the group getting heart disease now need to be added to the others who are getting support for having served amazingly during the time of 9/11.
Yep. So it's but I think there's a curiosity there among people because, again, our attention is heightened. This is the week of
that. Why there's increased risk of heart disease is, I think it's just the incredible exposure to this was an incredible. Imagine being there.
No, I can't imagine it. No,
so
I can't
just
imagine
a life altering, stressful event can affect the heart. And whatever they were exposed to for even more, this study was not powered to actually break it down to what was the actual ingredient that has increased the risk. But, you know, you can speculate, obviously, on all of the toxic materials that they were breathing. It had to be horrible.
Yeah. Well, I don't think, I guess, you know, there's so many different factors in heart disease. You're the cardiologist. Ken, for those of you maybe new to listening to this hour or to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, Dr. Ken is one of the country's foremost cardiologists, practices in Florida at Lake Cardiology. Lots of people are always, this is sort of not preventative, but I'm acting ahead of the request because people are always asking me, how do we find Dr. Ken? So you can find him by calling 352-735-1400 wherever you are in the country. It's a worthwhile effort, I will tell you. He's got new tools there. You can learn more about yourself. Maybe you don't want to. Maybe a lot of people say, I don't want to know. Okay. If you don't, then don't go see Ken. If you want to know, then go see Ken. 352-735-1400.
Can I
state? What? Go ahead.
I do take care of a few firefighters who have actually retired to Florida after this event.
And from New York.
And I can who are from New York, who were at 9/11. I can tell you how I manage them in real life.
Yeah.
And I'm aggressive with their risk factor reduction, their blood pressure, their blood sugar, their cholesterol, their weight, smoking, all the usual things that we talk about, and especially their mental stress. And I've really urge them to get help with not only the physical issues, but to get therapy, to get
talk it out.
Yes, to get that out, to relieve the mental stress, because obviously a huge event, and unless you get that mental stress, any family members listening, if you haven't gotten dealt with the mental stress, that's going to linger, and that's going to promote the coronary disease.
All right. So your word to the wise is sufficient. While we're on heart disease, the type of diet that you choose. You talk about the Mediterranean diet a lot, but there's so many others out there. Without a diet, like a formal diet, does it really, you know, make a difference. If you're active, I was looking at something, speculating, the Journal of Physiology suggests that it doesn't make any difference when it comes to starting a workout system, whether you're 70, 80, 90, it's never too late to start working out. And I wonder if that sort of thing counters some of the things that you may have eaten. Is it ever too late to turn back? The question, I'm not sure that, I think my sense is that it's not, but I want to know your clinical answer to that question, because it's being asked by, actually one person asked me that, and I wanted to pass along, but I think it's a great question.
Studies show it's never too late to start an exercise program and expect benefit from it. But if you haven't been in one for a long time, just talk to your doctor about it. You may want to get the motor checked before you put it into high gear. But I urge anyone at any age to think about doing it. And with regards to diet, it doesn't matter what you eat if you want to lose weight, and it's the calories that count. But if you want to be healthy, and then it obviously matters what you eat in addition to the calories.
Well, okay, but let me ask it another way. In terms of that, there are diets, you know, you hear me talking about Calitrin all the time. It's not really a diet at all. The diet and exercise portion of your advice, there's the keto diet, there's the Atkins diet, there's the this diet, that diet. If you're on a diet, do you have to worry about carbs and fat so much, or if you're eating a balanced, these diets are all pretty balanced, aren't they? Or maybe
they're different. And the key is knowing, number one, the calories, because that's what the studies show, and this gets confusing when they compare all the different diets, and the goal is weight loss. It's the calories. It doesn't matter what diet, what the food choices are. But if you want to be optimally healthy, then the food choices definitely matter. And I think there's, you know, cardiologists, I think, will agree that there's two superior diets, the Mediterranean, and I combine the DASH with that, or a vegetarian diet. And we love to debate which one of those are better. I think they're both great. It just depends on you, the individual, which works better for you. For me, the Mediterranean combining with the DASH diet, dietary approach to stop high blood pressure, is the best diet for me. But if you like to be a vegan, I'm not going to get in your way.
Okay. Good for you. Well, vegan, I'm not a vegan. I eat
a vegetarian diet.
But, yeah, I don't like meat. So, anyway, Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology, the podcast that's up right now at gooddayhealthshow.com featuring Dr. Ken discusses figures that indicate deaths resulting from heart-related conditions are up in the last few years. We also talk about alternate day fasting, how that's become a new trend. If you're interested in how that works, listen to the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. Dr. Ken also in this podcast talks to us about continuing regular screening for hepatitis C and why that's important. We have a discussion about holding hands with a loved one and how that helps literally relieve pain, and how optimistic people live longer lives as well. If you're a pessimist, you're going to croak. If you aren't, you're going to live a long life. Basically, that's at gooddayhealthshow.com. We have a discussion with Dr. Stephen Tang and Dr. Lamas. This was a very important conversation. If you didn't hear this, you need to avail yourself of the discussion on chelation therapy, whether you have lead poisoning. This is blood-related, obviously, but there are a lot of things you can get. And some, like Ken tells you, he admits that he wasn't a fan of chelation, but now he's sort of changed his mind about this. So get rid of the toxins in your bloodstream. Find out how you can do it with chelation. That's a discussion also on the current edition of Good Day Health Show podcast. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Look for the latest Dr. Ken podcast at GoodDayHealthShow.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax, because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Often not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
One of the things that's come up in my neck of the woods, Ken, this week has been the threat of EEE, equine encephalitis, whatever the third E is, Eastern equine encephalitis. Somebody died. A lot of events have been canceled here in my area. There are a lot of fear-based thinkers that I think are overdoing this. By the same token, you don't know which are the good mosquitoes and the bad mosquitoes. And my understanding is we actually discussed this on the DJV program, how certain types of blood may be more appealing to the mosquito population than others. Think there's anything to that?
There probably is.
I'm just looking at all the fairs, the festivals, the hikes, the parks, public things that are being canceled after dark, one by one, all over the place here. High school football games, it's gone. People are going crazy with all of this stuff. And I wonder whether you really, I understand what EE is. It's really a bad brain swelling. It can give you a fever, a headache. You can become drowsy, vomit, have diarrhea, that kind of stuff. Examples, they go into a coma.
You know, most mosquitoes do find type O blood more tastier than other bloods.
Right, yeah. So if they bite you and there's not O blood, can they tell before they bite you or after they bite
They're out looking for type O.
They're looking for type O. All right, so that's another reason, by the way, for you to know what your blood type is. I'm not being facetious about that either. Don't you think you should know what your blood type is? You know what your blood type is? Of course you do.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I'm A negative. What's that? What is
AB? You're A negative. I'm AB negative, which is the universal recipient. It's an unusual blood type. It just means that I can really take anybody's
right.
blood.
I was told that that was the case with A minus, too. A man.
Well, you can't take B, B plus. Well, you can't take B, B.
Can I take O?
You can take O.
Right. All right. But this discussion should serve you when you have your blood work done every year to have your blood tested to see what's going on in your body. Get it typed. Pretty easy to do that, right?
Very easy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's the story. Lots of conversation. Wow. We covered a lot of ground in this segment of the Good Day Health program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Time, medical time, focus on you and your body time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us with a focus on a lot of these reports that he reads and synthesizes for us. That's one of the main jobs. He brings a lot of interesting and important and compelling information about your health and well-being. So let's see if we can put an interesting, compelling spin on napping and how good. Let's focus on some good stuff here. For a change, Ken, because a lot of times the medical news not so good, but this is pretty hopeful. Those of you who take a nap, listen up.
Yes, one of the British medical journals called Heart this week published an interesting article about something you know about. Doug, taking a daytime nap once or twice a week may halve the risk of cardiovascular events such as heart attack, strokes, and heart failure. However, there's no link between cardiovascular events and the duration of the naps.
So I try to, depends on the time of year, get a nap every day for 20 to 30 minutes. That's usually a very good way for me to refresh myself for the activities the rest of the day. Sometimes, like yesterday, I couldn't because there was too much going on. I had to run from one thing to the next to the next. And I found myself about 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon really wanting to take a nap. But I couldn't. I came home to just run upstairs and spread out on the couch for a minute, and the phone rang, and I got off onto something, and then I jumped in my truck and went back to the farm. So that's my story. But if I can do it every day, I do. I certainly am getting two or three, maybe four a week in, and maybe that is why my heart is as strong as it is. Certainly contributes to it, Ken, one way or the other.
Well, it does. This study wasn't powered to figure out why, but it just did discover that taking more naps.
What's your
tips
on why? What are you? You're the cardiologist here. So why? What's? Is it obvious that you're just resting and things slow down?
Well,
is that obvious?
I think once or twice a week is just catching up on the needed rest. And then, you know, again, I'm just speculating because this study was not powered to figure it out. But when you start napping every single day, it just may represent that, you know, that the motor is slowing down.
Yeah, but didn't we have a study a while ago that suggested if you try to catch up on your sleep, like on the weekend, Saturday, Sunday morning, it doesn't have the same impact as if you're getting a good night's rest every night?
So well, that was, boy, now you make me go back in time. That was the original study on that, which wasn't really good science. It wasn't a big study. And then a much better, bigger study
right, so
was done.
Better and bigger.
It
okay.
actually showed that it was okay to catch up. And now this is the first really definitive study on napping, because napping has come out in different studies. And this is a good study.
Good. All right, next up, staying sort of in the same train of thought. If you stay fit, it's good for your brain. This seems to be nothing but, you'd think, common sense, but explain what they found here, will you?
This was out of a medical journal called Scientific Reports this week. Doug, that staying in good shape, it may help preserve brain structure, boost memory, and improve the ability to think clearly and quickly. And there are several theories as to what might explain a strong body, strong brain connection.
Yeah. Strong, well, the exercise gets the blood into your brain, and that helps lubricate. Isn't that what happens when you get strokes or you get older, you get memory losses? Because the arteries are hardening up and don't get as much...
Well, it may be that fitter men and women simply have a better blood supply to the brain, but it also may decrease inflammation, which benefits mm-hmm. the brain cells, and also may help promote better nerve fiber insulation, better growth across nerve cells and nerve connections.
Got it. Speaking of promoting brain health, losing weight and having the ideal body weight that Ken talks about, that should be on the top of your list of things to do to stay healthy, to be healthy, stay healthy, lose the weight, keep yourself to reasonable ideal body weight. Ken always has a formula for that. You want to get, you know, if you're too heavy, you need to lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, 40 pounds. You know what you need to lose. So if that's the case, why not guarantee yourself success? Encourage success by getting onto a program that's all about your health and well-being. It's all natural. It doesn't require anything other than you taking 4 Calitrin capsules every night before you go to bed. Stay on the program for 6 months, and you not only will lose the weight, you will keep it off. Train your body to keep it off. Want to get a hold of this product? All you have to do is go to Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, .com. Use the code DJV's. Big sale on right now. So you can get the 6 month supply and free shipping as well at Calitrin.com. Lose the weight safely. Use the code DJV to save.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.